And now, with a comprehensive look at local, regional, and national sports news, scores, and highlights, it's Aaron Kauk with the Skinny on Sports Report.
It's good to have you with us for this event.
Good afternoon, Western Oklahoma. I'm Aaron Kauk, and this is the Skinny on Sports Report. It was the battle for the ages in the final round of the U.S. Open at Pinehurst No. 2 yesterday between Bryson DeChambeau and Rory McIlroy. Bryson began the day with a three-shot lead, but saw it quickly vanish when McIlroy birdied three of four holes around the turn, had a two-shot lead with five to play. DeChambeau drove the par 4 13th with the three-wood, two-putted for an easy birdie to move within a shot. Then McIlroy made bogey on 15, 16, and 18, while DeChambeau got up and down from 55 yards out in a bunker on the 18th to win by a shot. This will hurt McIlroy for a long time. He was attempting to break a decade-long drought of winning majors that dates all the way back to the 2014 PGA. He missed a par putt on number 16 from 2 feet 6 inches. To that point, McIlroy had made all 496 putts this season from inside 3 feet. Rory then missed from 3 feet 9 inches on 18 that spelled his demise. DeChambeau wins his second major. They've both been U.S. Opens. He joins Bobby Jones, Jack Nicklaus, and Tiger Woods as the only players in history to win the U.S. Amateur and then multiple U.S. Opens. We now await the year's final major next month over at Royal Troon. Tonight could be the final game of the NBA season with Game 5 in Boston between the Celtics and Mavericks. Boston won the first three games of the series before Dallas put an epic beatdown on the Celts in Game 4. Tonight could be a record breaker for the green and white. Boston wins, they'd hoist their 18th Larry O'Brien trophy in their history. That'd break a tie with the Lakers for most all-time in the NBA. Dallas win would be only the 16th time in 157 chances that a team that went down 3-0 forces a Game 6. Action begins tonight in Boston at 7:30. Weather for Quade Cummins had a rough day yesterday in Wichita in the final round of the week's Corn Ferry Tour Tournament. Quade shot 3 over 73, finished in a tie for 38th. That finish moved him down a single spot on the season-long points list. He's now number 8. All he'll need to do is stay in the top 20 by season's end to earn a PGA Tour card for next season. Check back tomorrow for your daily sports fix right here on the Skinny on Sports Report. I'm Aaron Kauk.